I'm Dr. Richard Isaacson, director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian, and I'm here for Medscape. Recent study out of Karolinska Institute showed in JAMA Neurology that maybe we do have some control when it comes to brain health and cognitive decline over time. And not only that, but certain people with a risk gene for Alzheimer's disease may respond as well or more than patients that don't have that gene. So let's talk about the finger study. As you may be aware, the finger study is the first multimodal lifestyle intervention study to determine whether things like nutrition changes, exercise on a regular basis, regular care by a treating clinician every 3 to 6 months, as well as cognitive engagement, may have a positive impact on the brain over time. And the original study was published back in 2015, and it showed that after 2 years of a multimodal intervention, patients that adhered to the intervention actually had better cognitive outcomes. This new study, published in JAMA Neurology last month, actually is very exciting because what it did was for the first time stratified these group of patients into people that had one copy or more of the APOE4 gene and other people that did not have a copy of that gene. Now, the APOE4 gene is not a gene that is deterministic. If you have the gene, it doesn't mean you're going to get Alzheimer's. And if you don't have the gene, of course you can get Alzheimer's. But it does increase risk for late onset Alzheimer's disease. This study was very exciting because when you look at the study, both patients that had the gene or didn't have the gene responded in a cognitive way to multimodal lifestyle interventions. This is exciting because sometimes people say, oh, you know, I have the gene, I'm doomed. Well, that's not true. It may be possible to win the tug of war against your genes, and using lifestyle now is an evidence-based way to do that. Also, when it comes to interventions, we don't have that blockbuster drug just yet. We have several ongoing studies and really exciting therapies that are in clinical trials as we speak. However, any patient that wants to reduce their risk and protect their cognitive health over time may benefit, whether they have a gene or don't have that gene, 100% of the population, from lifestyle interventions. Eating a brain-healthy diet, Mediterranean style or mind, regular physical exercise, mixing up cardiovascular as well as some weight training, staying cognitively engaged in life, as well as regular follow-up with a clinician is absolutely important. Also, minding one's risk factors, keeping one's blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugars in check is a great way to slow down the pathologic processes of Alzheimer's. What about sleep? Get as much as you can. 7 to 8 hours is a good target to shoot for. Keeping the brain engaged, socialization, learning something new, whether it's a new language, musical instrument, all of these are lifestyle and non-pharmacological approaches that can protect cognitive health over time. For Medscape, I'm Dr. Richard Isaacson.